Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, calling for plenty of sunshine. We'll have a high in the low 80s. Kenosha right now, 65 degrees, 68 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 71, it says, and 67 degrees in Racine. A 16-year-old boy drowned in Lake Michigan Sunday evening while swimming with a couple of friends not far from Zoo Beach. The 911 call coming in just after 5:30 p.m., leading to a frantic search for the victim by fire department divers. They found him under the surface roughly 36 minutes later. Life-saving measures administered from the scene to the emergency room at Ascension All Saints Hospital, but without success. The Racine County Sheriff's Department calling it a tragic swimming accident. The victim has been identified, but the name has not been released at this point, pending full family notification. There was a near drowning, of course, on Racine's lakefront the night of the 4th of July fireworks. On that same day in the Root River over by the Washington Park Golf Course, a 14-year-old drowned while swimming with friends. Mount Pleasant police and firefighters dispatched to the Primrose Assisted Living Apartments on North Newman Road early this morning. The initial report of an alarm and heavy smoke in the building. Officers arrived first, again reported back to dispatch. A man had been attempting to get into the building and that a fire extinguisher had been discharged. That individual ran, according to a news release, and was taken into custody. Fire crews then dealt with the chemical spray in the air. Concern was raised about a building full of older adults and the potential health effects, but no evacuations were ordered. The air eventually cleaned of the chemical remnants. 21-year-old Dion McMorris of Racine, accused of breaking a glass door with a rock, spraying a fire extinguisher inside, then outside. He's jailed on several crimes, including burglary and criminal damage. There have been so many nationwide tragic school shootings over the years that have led to a new type of training which presents administrators, teachers, other staffers, even students with options. It is called ALICE. It stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate.
You train individuals on more options than just your traditional lockdown. In the day and ages of active shooter, intruder-type situations, we felt compelled to make sure that we have our staffs trained, and we have engaged in training trainers in the district, so we have a team of folks across the districts who are trained to be trainers.
Deputy Racine Unified Superintendent Eric Gallion telling the Board of Education that it was timely since most public safety agencies have focused their training in this direction. He also said the staff will be getting trained with a couple of different models to start.
One is we're face-to-face, kind of an overview of what it is and why we need to do it. And then each staff member will be asked to go through a 5-module process online where they will get more in-depth instruction and then they have to pass a test. And each year, staff has to recertify to know, to be aware of that. So we are purchasing those on modules.
School staffers being encouraged to go through the training in groups so as to facilitate discussion. One motorcycle, 2 fatalities in Kenosha County early Sunday morning along the East Frontage Road south of Highway 158. It happened just after 2 a.m. Sheriff's deputies reportedly discovering a man and a woman at the scene. It's believed they were heading north on the Frontage Road when the motorcycle crashed. Circumstances, though, have not been made available at this point. An investigation underway in Kenosha. A man discovered dead in an alley about the same time police were checking out a business alarm in that same general area. Police say the victim's body found first by a passerby just before 8 a.m. the alley near 23rd Avenue and 61st Street. A news release indicates the victim was 46 years old. No name listed, though. It also says there does not appear to be any connection between the victim and that business alarm. South Shore Fire Chief Bob Steadman's proposed a change in the department's capital improvement budget to buy all new extrication equipment. That $75,000 in funding was originally earmarked to buy 5 AutoPulse CPR units. Chief Steadman telling the Legal License Commitment Committee that the department's extrication equipment right now, stuff is old. It's got mechanical problems. Older technology is just not holding up very well.
It's hydraulic and engines, gas engines, whatnot. It's difficult to get replacement parts for those tools. We also have 3 smaller spreader extrication tools in the other engines. One of those units is 10 years old, which is not like the other 2 units that are 20 years old. So the 10-year-old is a whole separate type of technology. or a company manufacturer.
He also says the department needs to buy replacement fire apparatus in a timely manner, noting the new extrication equipment is also smaller, fits better into the vehicles. That would mean eventually down the road the department could buy smaller apparatus. There's $30,000 left over that would be used to purchase new mobile and portable radios. Radios were purchased with funding in this year's CIP, but double the number that were actually ordered and shipped. Chief Stebbins says he'd like to keep the additional radios, take any funding for additional radios out of next year's CIP budget. Johnson Foundation at Wingspread is going to be hosting a breakfast briefing August the 15th with Racine Unified Superintendent Lolly Haas. She'll be updating those gathered on Racing Racine 2022, Progress and the Power of Collective Impact. It was back in December of 2013 that Dr. Haas presented the district's three-year Raising Racine Plan. It's led to progress, successful initiatives now underway in the schools. That includes the much-talked-about Academies of Racine, and this coming fall is a new five-year strategic plan, Raising Racine 2022. No matter where in southeast Wisconsin the Foxconn facility does get built, training the company's employees will likely be shared among the many area technical colleges and universities. It will also have to continue focus, though, on the other areas of study. Speaking recently with our partners at Gateway Public Radio, Gateway President Brian Albrecht said that he and other Gateway leaders met with a delegation from Taiwan more than 2 months ago. Didn't know it at the time it was about Foxconn. Says it caused him to think about, well, what would be needed to train large numbers of people.
We really start to look at the cooperative agreements that we have with our university partners, with our K-12 partners, and building a talent pipeline for thousands of people, not hundreds, but thousands. And while we were accustomed over the years to be able to adapt to economic changes and bringing in hundreds of students, we're not quite familiar with bringing in thousands.
He said anybody who believes they might be interested in the type of jobs that Foxconn will offer is going to need to think about doing that now. Start to work on it. Among the agenda items filtering through the Racine Common Council at its meeting Wednesday night, bid results on the request for a proposal for a heritage preservation plan and the inventory of existing and potential historical sites, properties, districts, and legacies. Also, creation of an action plan for their stewardship and celebration. Landmarks Preservation Commission will get that item. There is also a request by Al Herman. He's got a streetlight out, was removed from 1926 Prospect Street a few years back. He wants it reinstated. That request going on to the Public Works and Services Committee. Note the council is meeting Wednesday night because National Light Out activities are tomorrow night. In Mount Pleasant, property owned by New Omega Missionary Baptist Church on Northwestern Avenue, soon going to get a 94-foot monopole cell tower. No guide wires involved, supported by the Village Plan Commission. Community Development Director Sam Schultz pointing out that existing rules really leave the commission with little authority on tower requests, and pending legislation in Madison that might change that, well, it's still pending at this point.
The applicant has provided an affidavit of co-location stating that co-location was not viable on an existing tower within the search ring per State Statute 66.0404-2B6. A proposed 7-foot chain-link fence surrounds three strands of barbed wire and the equipment area. 2013, the state adopted Statute 660404, which left little room for local regulation of new cellular antenna structures or co-locations.
Mark Ninneman representing American Tower and T-Mobile explaining the negotiations with the church led to a lease agreement for about 3,600 square feet. Now, the Plan Commission supports it, but the building and engineering offices, they still have to have their say on the matter. And you've probably seen them around town. Literally, the signs of the race for mayor of Racine, already underway, though not officially just yet. Common Council still has to approve the Committee of the Whole recommendation at its Wednesday night meeting. Recommendation is a schedule that calls for the setting of a special mayoral election on October 17th, the primary September 19th. Formal approval allows the candidates to officially begin circulating the required nominating paperwork the very next day. Those documents will then have to be submitted by 5 p.m. August the 22nd at the city clerk's office. And whoever is elected mayor would have to take the oath of office, or would take it, at the council meeting on November the 7th, replacing current Mayor Dennis Weiser. He'll go back to representing the 10th Aldermanic District. WRJN.com. That is our webpage where we keep our newscast in podcast form throughout the day. Check them out. At WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.